producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody, it's Tuesday, November 24th. Well, I'm Doug Steffen, here to motivate you, here to move you, here to connect you with Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, all the other members of the Good Day Gang who are affected by the cold this morning because it's cold here, there, and everywhere. I'll warm you up, however, with ideas that will, I think, find them, you'll find their making their way to your brain sometimes faster than others. When it's cold, things don't get to your brain as quickly. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They get stopped somewhere between your ears and your inner workings of your mind. So let's see if we can clean out the bugs. Motivation, thinking about success. First law of success is concentration. Bend all your energies to one point in your brain and go directly to that point.
That's hard for me. Is that hard for you?
Are you asking me or Kenny?
You.
I find
and
it,
Kenny.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who theorize that I am easily distracted by things that come. For example, if I see an email that comes from Meredith, I look at it, and I'm liable to be in the middle of something else, but I'll look at that because it's important. Can I use that, or should I use that as a distraction from what I'm trying to tell many other people, sharing with you, Jennifer, and you, Kenny, and the 3.5 million other folks who are listening to this program? Just because I get one thing that comes across the radar screen, it stops me from thinking about other things. Well, I guess it would depend. Sometimes when I see things from you, Jennifer, I am. Or I hear things from you, I'm distracted. You'll come up with a funny sometimes, and it will derail completely our conversation.
Yeah, but don't you love it? All right, so I know you're easily distracted. Are you, Kenny? Are you pretty focused, aren't you?
Depends. If I've had enough sleep, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough sleep, and any shiny thing can take me off task.
Hmm. That's, well, there you go. See? How about that? Our quote of the day today comes from an email Canadian university staffer giving some insight into the reasoning behind a canceled class. Quote, it is not something that is easy to explain. The class supposedly celebrating cultural oppression, controversial class, but in fact, the class was a beginner yoga class. The title. You know how when you read a book or look at a headline or get the sense, without a syllabus, when I was in college, I didn't know what the course is. The headline of the course would be learning about Middle Eastern history. And in fact, the course was really about what was going on in Eastern New York State, and it's not Middle Eastern like in the Middle East. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not make any sense at all?
Of course, a little bit.
Okay, thought of the day today.
Just like usual for you, just a little sense.
Thank you. Dale Carnegie's birthday was this date, 1888. Pioneer in public speaking and personality development. Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, has sold 15 million copies and translated into 29 different languages. So here are some of the things that Dale Carnegie has said that would be good thoughts for the day. Success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get.
Ah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Believe that you will succeed, and you will. So says Dale Carnegie. Learn to love, respect, and enjoy other people. So says Dale Carnegie. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. Oh, how about that for a truism? Pay attention to other people and what they are saying. It's important. You can listen with two ears. You only have one mouth. Hard to hear things through your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I try sometimes.
Do you really? How's that work for you?
Yeah.
All right. So there are other... The things that are sort of moving some people today, the movement in the Middle East, Russian fighter got shot down by a Turkish F-16, which is, of course, an American plane. The Turkish bought their planes from us, and now they've used one of them to shoot down a Russian fighter. What's this going to do for tensions over there? You could have figured something like this was going to happen because the Russians are a bit arrogant, and they're using the airspace as they want to get
That's
after.
The understatement of the year. The Russians are a bit arrogant.
Yeah. Well, they're just doing kind of what they want to do, and they are not thinking about the consequences, and actions have consequences. Do they not?
They do.
Yeah. So you fly a plane over Turkish airspace, guess what? You're liable to get shot down.
That's right.
And the Russians say, well, we weren't there.
You mess with the horn, you're going to get the bull.
Really? Really? Excuse me, is that from the Horn family?
Right, it's from our crest.
Really? The crest.
You know where it's from, don't you, Kenny?
Miss with the horn and you're going to get the bull.
I've changed it, but there was the line from the Breakfast Club. Mess with the horns, yeah. You're going to get the bull.
Really? Okay, well, that's good. So the Russians are trying to chase Daesh around, and in doing so, they violated Turkish airspace. I would have thought the Turks, though, they know that the Russians are chasing the bad guys, and the Turks find Daesh to be as bad as anybody else does. So I'm not quite sure why they shot the plane down. What do they think? The Russians were going to attack Turkey? I don't think so. Well, I think it was not a smart thing for them to do.
I think they were talking to them. I mean, they were trying to. Yeah, they were trying to get them out of their airspace or find out what was going on.
Well, why shoot them down?
Because there was no response, so they didn't know who was really in that plane.
Ah, okay. Well,
what are you going to do?
There you go. Kenny's just solved the problem. Or at least we understand what the problem is now. In a moment, how do the Republicans want to get rid of Trump? Ah, let me count the ways. Because there are a lot of them. These people are suicidal.
They're so afraid of him, which is ridiculous.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. What they're going to do to themselves is just legion. We'll talk about it in a moment here. 13 and change past the hour on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code RADIO60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO60.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 3322, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 3322.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program at 17 change past the hour. We have a number of things that are kind of floating around here. Have you noticed this is was one of those days?
It's a floater show.
It's kind of a floater. Well, but I think that's what happens when we get close to the holidays. Things kind of, we get a little more blasé about what's going on. But that doesn't mean there aren't things that are meaningful that are going on. I guess we have to decide whether this sort of thing is meaningful. The Republican donors, the conventional Republican donors, the Kochs of the world, amassing tens of millions of dollars to get rid of Donald Trump. There's a group called Trump Card, LLC, run by a former communications official for the RNC. It's a guerrilla campaign. The story today in the Wall Street Journal, they're trying to get money from as many anonymous donors as they can to, quote, defeat and destroy Donald Trump, who now...
Good luck, because the more they do that, the more his popularity soars.
And they'll destroy their party. I mean, that of seems course. To be what they're interested in is themselves. They're not interested in the country. They're not interested
in what
the people want. Yeah, right. Their arrogance is so extraordinary.
Meanwhile, here, Donald Trump, all he has to do is go to Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and he said, Wall Street Journal reports that the GOP getting ready to treat me unfairly, big spending planned against me. So this is all on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say, that wasn't the deal. Now, those four words, that wasn't the deal, mm-hmm. means that he's thinking about, perhaps, if it gets bad enough, reneging on that pledge that he mm-hmm. took when he said he wouldn't run as a third party candidate.
Yep. They're just dirty. It's dirty politics, dirty pool. They're just dirty. That's all. They're just dirty.
It's just, you know, you watch the show House of Cards and you go, mm-hmm. this couldn't possibly be based on reality.
Oh, really?
And then you go, wait a second. The more you study what goes on behind the scenes,
it's all about
crazy.
Power and control.
Reality is worse.
You think the reality is worse than House of Cards?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
Oh, I think, we'll never really know, but I just think there's so much backstabbing and everything.
And it's
Carl
real.
Rove is in USA Today and says Donald Trump's a moron.
Right, really? And then Trump hits Carl Rove and calls him a loser who's never won anything in his life.
Right.
Right.
Well, I would agree with Donald Trump. Carl Rove is a loser. He's made a lot of money. He's been able to secure things because he's an operative that knows how to... he sort of reminds me of one of the characters in The Good Wife. There's a character named Eli Gold.
The puppet master, sort of.
Yeah, right. That's who they are. Well, there's a woman that's the puppet master, because Peter Florek, who is Juliana Margulies' husband, and that's Chris Noth, back to everybody knows. He's running for the presidency now.
Do you know that the people in the circles of Hillary and Bill Clinton call them Frank and Claire? Because they feel like
because of the
House of Cards, is based on them. Yeah, they laugh about it. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
That is kind of interesting.
You think, how could this possibly be that bad?
Mm-hmm. And then, by the way, House of Cards is one of these things that you can binge watch. And if you look at some of it, Jennifer's got a story in the TV news in the next half hour about how binge watching is increasing. Because people, they want to, I'm doing it with old 24 shows. And I never would have thought that I would have, but I want more. you're really into something. And we did that with House of Cards. Did it with The Blacklist a little bit. It is sort of telling how habits are changing. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room. Three, I'm gonna feel lonely. Three.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we present to you now, for your listening and dancing pleasure, our My Three Songs contest. We're going to play three songs by different artists, and there is a 1-2-3 to this, if you get my meaning. How's that, Kenny? There's a 1-2-3 with these. First song, Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away.
Get away.
No, Fly Away. The official name of the song is Fly Away, not Get Away.
Get Away.
Why are you, will you just shut up? Stop.
Boys.
I'm trying to help you and make this easier. But isn't the song actually called Fly Away, Kenny?
That's what I thought it was, but Rich really said that with conviction.
Yeah,
I will check it out, baby.
But that's before he knew what the end result was supposed to be of this contest. So I'm trying to keep him in abeyance.
Fly away. I was wrong.
No!
Thank you.
Hooray! All right, anyway. So the first song in this triumvirate is Lenny Kravitz's Fly Away, top pop rock hit from 1999. First gold record that he had in his career. He had a couple of more, I think, didn't he? In the 2000s?
He's had several, yes.
Song won a Grammy for Best Male Rock Performance. Been used in commercials by MSN, Nissan, Southwest Airlines. We use it as the intro to our travel segment every Friday. All right, so that's Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz. Next song, Ozzy Osbourne. You want me to give you the title, or you, Richie, you want to make a mess out of it?
Pretty sure we all agree this one is Crazy Train.
Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. First solo single from 1980. Made it to the top 10 on the rock charts. In 2006, VH1 named this song as one of the top 10 metal songs of all time. Been used in a lot of movies, TV shows. Used in a Honda commercial lately. Crazy Train Why would you,
and use
a commercial for cars, use a song called Crazy Train?
Well, it's just kind of it's a rock anthem now. It's used in every sports stadium.
If you're going to do something for a car commercial, why not do the next song, I Drove All Night by Cyndi Lauper? Big song of 1989 for Cyndi Lauper. Also topped the charts in 10 other countries as well. This was her last top hit in the U.S. She's had several since then over in the U.K. She has had this song covered by a lot of different artists. Roy Orbison, Celine Dion. I think probably Roy Orbison did it first before her, don't you think, Kenny?
He recorded it a year or two before, but it didn't get released till after he
passed away. Okay, so what do we have going on here? Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz. Okay, Richie, you agree that's the title now,
yes,
right? Fly Away, Lenny Kravitz.
You're right.
Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. It's one of the few times he tells me that I'm right. I Drove All Night by Cyndi Lauper.
Back in the glow.
Yeah.
Right. Richie's made my day.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Is it too early to wish Merry Christmas?
No, not at all.
Merry Christmas to everybody. You too. 800-302-3684. Let's go through our list of characters here. Jim, we'll start with you in Kennewick, Washington. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What brings these songs together?
Are they transportation related?
Yeah, but that's not deep enough. Wanda is in Fredericksburg. What do you think connects these songs?
Three modes of travel that folks may be taking to visit their friends and family for Thanksgiving.
And that would include? The three modes of transportation are?
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
There we go.
Yay.
See, did you think I was trying to give you a curveball? You took a second. Wait a minute. What's he asking me? I was just wanting to have you do that so that we could come up with a title for a new movie. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Is that a good idea?
Playing trains and automobiles? Sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. My mother's name was Wanda. I don't have too many Wandas around, so.
I had a fish named Wanda once.
Perfect. All right. Wanda, hold on a second. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, almost 30 years ago, I started talking about the benefits for people with medical problems and having pets and how much having pets will make them feel better. And back then, doctors and everyone said, Warren, you know, you might be a little crazy. Well, a brand new survey says that 97% of doctors believe there are health benefits to living with a pet. Most doctors have successfully worked with animals in medicine. 70% have worked with them in a hospital, medical center, or medical practice. The report interactions with animals improve patients' physical condition, 88%, mental health condition, 97%, mood or outlook, 98%, and relationship with the staff, 76%. Doctors overwhelmingly believe there are health benefits to living with your pets. We know that it lowers our blood pressure, alleviates stress, and a new study says that people that have had surgery recuperate 50% faster if, in fact, they do have a pet at home. So one day you're going to go to the doctor, and he's not going to give you pills, he's going to give you a call from the shelter. I'll more next time.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor
job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
And you got no outside mirror?
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges?
No, not a one. However, the radio still works.
You're funny.
Life is good. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, he has found his button. That's a good thing. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Our poll position, did you get a frozen turkey for Thanksgiving, or are you waiting to get a fresh one? A, already have a frozen one. B, picking up a frozen one today. C, waiting to get a fresh one. D, not sure what I'm going to get. E, we're eating somewhere else so we won't have to worry about it. I don't have any of those. None of those fit. Maybe not sure what I'm going to get is me. That's D. And yesterday, how far are you traveling? That was the poll question. And let's see here. Where did that shake out? 33% said from the couch to the kitchen to the dining room.
Love those people. All right, so I have a question for you, Dougaroonie.
21% said between 100 and 500 miles. 13% said 500 to 1,000 miles. 15% said more than 1,000 miles. Yes, the question is?
The question is this. Like, I'm not an over-planner, mm-hmm. but you only have a couple days left. So when are you going to officially decide what you shall do for Thanksgiving?
Before he answers, let me guess how this is going. You've been invited somewhere, but you're not quite sure what you're going to do yet.
No.
Really?
Haven't been invited, haven't had a conversation, just have been said, I got a couple of ideas. Yep, my sister's doing something else. I just figure Meredith said she had a couple of ideas, and I said, that's fine.
I don't worry about something like that.
I would make the arrangement. I said, do you want me to make the arrangements? And she said, no. So, listen, I'm not...
Hey, man, let go of the wheel, dude.
Exactly.
Just let it happen.
Yeah, that is very true. You got to let go of the wheel.
You know how that is? That's a turnoff. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't completely let go of the wheel. Otherwise, then you become boring and a pushover.
Really? No, I don't mean it that way.
Take it from Auntie Jenny.
I think, no, that's not the correct...
You don't want to let it go completely.
I think that's not... You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Women don't
let
it
go.
That's not what I'm suggesting. But at any rate...
So do you eat turkey?
To whom are you speaking?
You.
I might have a little bit.
Okay.
Nothing serious, but I doubt that there'll be any around wherever we are.
Really?
I think it was just the two of us. I don't think there'll be any turkey around because I don't care about it, and she didn't eat it. So I remember one of the first...
I'm so glad I'm not hanging out with you this
...dates that we had. I think she ordered meat. And
you were like, oh, God.
I didn't do it like that because I was trying to be impressive. So I think what I said...
I just choked a little.
Right.
I talked to her about cows because she didn't know I had cows. I think I were at a farm. I've forgotten how it came about. But by the time the dinner was over, I had said to her that I don't eat the cows because they're my friends. And from that point... No, from that point to this, she's never had another bite of meat.
Seriously?
Yep. Red meat?
Well, never. That's dedication.
No, really?
Yeah, exactly.
In front of you, anyway.
Nah, she wouldn't... Listen, there's no... Why would she not do...
Right now, she's eating a burger.
No.
Meredith, call her.
Closet filet mignon eater.
Meatloaf.
All right, Kenny, we have a lot of Facebook tweets regarding Thanksgiving. So let us pay attention to what some of our fine-feathered friends are saying. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, social media focus on Thanksgiving, traveling, what's going on, what do you hear? What do you read?
Well, we asked, just like the poll, we asked how far you're traveling for Thanksgiving. Sam says, living room to kitchen, our treat.
Mm-hmm. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Mark also, not traveling. Our location is the destination of choice for family.
Mm-hmm. That used to be the way it was here when there was a lot of family around. Everybody came to my house. My sister lived down the street, still does. When my father was alive, the kids were still around. Everybody would come here because it was the biggest house, had the biggest table, spread things around. And it was nice. It was an era that has passed. And I can't tell you that I miss it, frankly. One way or another, right?
A lot of work.
Well, yeah, it's not only that. Well, I don't know that I did my sisters did the work. But I just, I have a different focus now. Everybody's got their families. As things go on, Richie, when your kids get older, Jennifer, to a point...
Get my brothers together.
Everybody goes off on their own. Yeah, right. So you let people... That's what I meant, Jennifer, by saying, I let it go. That's I'm talking about how to handle... these familial things or who's getting together.
It's hard. Everybody's got their own thing.
Yeah. And what happens is people and their egos get, well, why won't you come visit with me? What's the matter with my cooking? And then all of these disruptions and many of the discussions over the Thanksgiving table are not particularly pleasant. And I don't see any reason for it anymore. It isn't something that affects me or makes me feel badly. If I were by myself, it wouldn't make any difference to me. I would be fine and dandy. I'd get on a tractor and I'd work for the day. I've been many a Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's that I've done that. And people
are starting to sound antisocial and a little ball humbug just now, though.
Oh, okay. All right, Kenny, what else do you got?
You've got to have a good attitude about it.
I have a good attitude. But I'm telling Jennifer that's my laissez-faire attitude.
I just want you to have what you deserve, which is lots of fun and family and stuff all around you.
Well, I don't necessarily think that fun and family go together all the time. That's my point.
You know what? Think about it, though. When they're not here, even as annoying as any family can be, when they're not here and we only have our families for certain amounts of time, you know, you just have to suck it all in.
The annoyance
isn't everything.
No, I don't. Have to.
Your sisters do listen to the show every now and then.
Yes, my younger sister does, especially. Yeah. But it's okay. All right, anyway, let's keep going. This is about everybody else in their Thanksgiving. Kenny, what else have you got that's good there?
Yvonne says she's going 100 miles. Mm-hmm. And Margaret says, not traveling for the holiday, but going 3 hours down and 3 hours back to take our boy back to Ohio State. Happy to have him home.
On Thanksgiving, they're bringing him back?
A lot of kids home right now.
No, they're going to get him and then taking him back over the weekend.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
My niece is coming home. My neighbor's kidding. Everybody's
good news home. Is the price of gasoline is down to below $2 a gallon.
I paid $1.87 the over
yep,
the weekend.
It's going down. I saw $1.97 yesterday at one of the stations. So it's good for those who want to travel and drive. It hasn't affected the ability to get it. Just more people are going.
Cause I think if you guys are paying a dollar, I must be paying what? What are we paying out here in California, Ken? Like $7 now if they're down to a dollar?
Yeah, but you have palm trees, and that makes it all worthwhile.
Be a little chilly there, though. That's weather right. Forecast for Southern California is clear and chilly. 50 degrees overnight, 60 some odd in the daytime, which isn't bad, for heaven's sakes. But right now outside, if I look down at the barn, it's 17 degrees.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the coldest it has been. Yesterday it was not very warm because it was windy, but up in the 40s and the 50s on Thanksgiving Day. So there's nothing wrong with that. 60s on Friday. Oof. Okay, Kenny, what else have you got?
Also, a lot of comments about, as you were just talking about, gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
People weighing in on what they're paying. Carrie is in southeast Louisiana. She says $1.90.
Good for her.
Glenda, Jonesboro, Arkansas, $1.78.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne on Cape Cod, between $2.07 and $2.21.
Good for her.
John on the east side of Tucson, $1.87.
Yep, keep going.
Matt in Mount Union, Pennsylvania, $2.29. And another John in Central Indiana, $1.69.
Wow, good for them. $1.69. What's wrong with that?
Wow.
Something else to celebrate. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, helping to make your life better, hopefully, and more fun. There's some information that'll make you feel better about traveling. What I started to say before, there's probably not an empty plane seat between now and a week from today anywhere. And just there isn't. There won't be a. And so when the planes got filled, people decided they still wanted to travel, and the gas prices have motivated more people to be on the road. So you will find, starting today, traffic jams. I mentioned this yesterday. We were talking about this early in the morning when I was coming back to the farm. The traffic was it is because I don't travel normally. No matter where I live, my working and my life doesn't involve having to commute. So I get kind of sidetracked and spoiled when I travel in the traffic. And coming back yesterday to the farm, the traffic was 12 miles on. I traveled 12 miles on Route 20 to get back to the house. It was unbelievable. There wasn't an opening in the traffic for that long. And then last night, I had to go get some parts and move some equipment around on the farm. And again, I went out at, it was 5:00. There are four ways of exiting the farm, and they all dump out onto busy state roads, Route 20, Route 30. And I found myself getting into traffic lines that were miles long, and I had not seen it before. I haven't seen anything like it before, and I just stopped, and I turned around and went back to the farm. I'm not going to get into this and just sit there and burn up fuel. That's the thing. You know, we talk, all these people yak about the situation in our country and the world. We're wasting fuel and we're killing the climate. And do you know how much time and energy is wasted sitting in traffic? And if there was some kind of decree or some incentive from these moronis that are supposed to be smart enough to run the country, hello, make it an incentivize businesses to have shifts. You start one at 4 in the morning, one at 5, one at 6, one at 7, one at 8, across the day.
That's what we do here.
And Los Angeles did it. When we had the Olympics back in the 80s, everybody was so worried about the traffic in Los Angeles, and it had never been better because there were incentives given to businesses to do just that. Yeah. I don't know why we don't do that.
Well, because nobody's pushing it. Nobody's using guns. This should be a political issue. It should be a campaign issue. This is craziness. We're listening to all these people gum about climate control and change and fossil fuels.
All these people gum.
And all it is ridiculously attributive to lack of creativity and coming up with a simple solution. How smart is this? Okay, we'll just incentivize. We'll give you a tax incentive to run your businesses in a way that helps the country and helps the planet and helps the environment, helps everybody. What is wrong? How much, even if you didn't have anything else to save except your valuable time, those people sitting in that line, that traffic line last night, who would sit 30 minutes of them before they get to the light, 30 minutes of your life every day is wasted sitting there waiting for a traffic light. I couldn't stand it. It'd drive me nuts. I don't want to fritter away my time that way. So anyway, food for thought, I guess. The television report would be next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, Staples, our UPS shipping center, is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent Group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code Radio60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code Radio60.
Now 47 and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer has the television report. The NBC television network giving four Republican presidential candidates free time.
Yeah, they were, you know, they always say the squeaky wheel gets the oil, or the squeaky mouth gets the cheese, I don't know, something like that. Yeah. Well, yeah, John Kasich, Lindsey Graham, and some other Republican candidates have said, hey, you gave Trump all that time on SNL. We want our equal time, which, by the way, is a rule. If a network gives one candidate time, then the other one gets the same.
Sure.
Well, NBC has made an agreement with these guys, Kasich, Graham, Mike Huckabee, James Gilmore, for time on 18. I know, who even, poor Gilmore.
Jim Gilmore.
What a waste of time.
Well, you know what? He probably isn't. We just don't know because he's not even showing up in debates. All right, so 18 NBC affiliate stations in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina will give these guys the time that they're looking for. They'll be filled during
the local station going to do it. They're not going to get network time?
Not network time. But you know what? Huh. For candidates like Huckabee, time in Iowa and New Hampshire would be really
Where's the bird chirping?
Kasich, too. All right. Hey, tonight on TV, because I know Dougie wants to know what to tune into on his DVR tonight. Everybody is ramping up for Thanksgiving, so I have a couple of shows for you to check out if you want to get into the holiday spirit. PBS has The American Experience, The Pilgrims, available. It'll be a myth-busting night when National Geographic did Saints and Strangers. Now there's a mini-series on PBS about the Pilgrim's experience, and it busts all of our preconceived notions. You can check that out, 8 o'clock Eastern on PBS. Then an old traditional classic, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, airs on ABC tonight at 8 Eastern. And The Grinder, which is kind of a cute show. I know, Rich, you've been liking it.
But what if it wasn't?
That name turns...
The Grinder.
Yeah, that doesn't symbolize...
Let's pretend it's about something.
I'll tell you what, it's a little bit silly, Doug.
Yeah.
But Rob Lowe is really
pretty funny. I understand that. I'm just saying that the title doesn't do it justice. Yeah. It doesn't help bring you into what it is.
Once you watch The Grinder... The Grinder, yes... The Grinder is the name of the TV show that he was an actor on about being a lawyer. And now his brother is a lawyer, and he pretends to use all of his knowledge to help
be
him
a lawyer, too. Yeah.
And it's really
funny. They're celebrating Thanksgiving on the show, so you can check that out on Fox at 8 p.m. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck making a big announcement. She's going home to be with her family
That's
and leaving Fox
right
and Friends.
Yeah.
And Fox, by the way.
I like
she's leaving Fox and Friends.
Yeah, Fox and Friends and Fox in general.
Wow.
FX ordered a third season of Fargo, if you care. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Time for this week's What's Cooking with Jennifer Horn. Notice I make an exception. Well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. What's Cooking ought to be... I haven't said a memo to your father yet about that, Jennifer. I need to...
Yeah. Well, you know, after being the nation's premier food, wine, and travel show for over 20 years, I'm sure he'd be happy to change the name. just to be grammatically correct.
Clean it up a little bit, yes.
You know.
All right, so Jennifer is going to help us understand what's cooking for Thanksgiving week in just a moment here on Good Day.
Or maybe this report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. People enjoy giving and receiving delicious food during the holidays, which is why Hickory Farms, America's favorite holiday food gift brand, is introducing new products for this special time of year. Their new Simply Hickory Farms gift line is made with simple, delicious ingredients. Try their all-natural beef sausage with no nitrates and natural Wisconsin cheeses made with no artificial colors or preservatives. For the person with a sweet tooth, try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark or one of their new holiday cookie gifts. Hickory Farms is proud to support No Kid Hungry, the leading nonprofit group working to end childhood hunger in America. Since 2008, Hickory Farms has contributed over $4 million to No Kid Hungry. This holiday season, Hickory Farms will donate $5 for every signature party planner gift box sold. Customers can also donate with each purchase. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you, or visit hickoryfarms.com.
All right, Jen Jen, what's cooking?
Well, obviously turkey this week, Dougie. It is it's Thanksgiving, and the bird is on everybody's mind. Well, most people's mind. And so there's a turkey hotline. You've heard about it, right?
Yes,
where you
would
call the Butterball.
We used to get them on the air,
right?
And this woman would come up with these most nonsensical things, but it was kind of fun just to have the ability. As Richie would, he'd play silly sound effects in the background while she was on. That's okay.
I find the bigger the piece of meat, the bigger the mystique in how to cook it. And so Butterball obviously agrees with that, and they've set up this hotline, and they said, well, you know what? This year we're going to release the 8 most memorable calls that a Butterball operator has received in regarding the Thanksgiving turkey. So I thought we'd talk about them, because in case you want to avoid some problems, this might be the way to do it. The first question on the list is how to roast a turkey so it gets golden brown tan lines in the shape of a turkey bikini.
What?
I like this.
Somebody wanted to give their turkey tan lines, like in the shape of a bikini.
Yeah.
So the talk line expert actually said, you know what, if you really want to do this, you can use tinfoil. So they did tinfoil in strategic locations to give their tinfoil a bikini, or their turkey a bikini.
Now, so you put the tinfoil where you don't want it browned.
Exactly. Right. The tinfoil where you don't want it browned.
So that would
in the
be
shape
the bikini,
of the,
actually.
Right. Maybe little triangles over the turkey breast, you know, something like
right.
that. All right. How to carve a turkey when all of its bones has been broken is another one. I guess some guy called in to tell the staff how he wrapped his turkey in a towel and stomped it several times to break the bone so it would fit in his pan. Now, my thought is you just get a bigger pan, but, you know, maybe you can look into something else. You could maybe buy 2 smaller turkeys in place of one if you're having problems with the size of your turkey. Yeah. Another guy called in and said that he had carved his turkey with the chainsaw, and he wanted to know if the chain grease was going to adversely affect the turkey. Answer there is yes, definitely. If you want to make carving easier, you should let your...
Depends on what kind of
grease it was. Well, you should...
Lithium grease would be all right.
If you want to do it the right way, pull your turkey out of the oven, let it rest for 20 minutes because that lets the juice redistribute around the turkey so it doesn't get dry, and then use a carving knife from your kitchen, not your chainsaw. That would probably be good.
Oh, you ruin all the fun.
Yeah. I know. Another woman called and said, why does my turkey have small breasts? Well, apparently she was looking at it upside down. You want to make sure you start your turkey right side up, breast forward, get that nice and brown, and then flip it over. If you have a small oven, by the way, that seems to be a big problem for people calling Butterball. Use a small turkey. Your turkey's not going to expand in the oven when it cooks. Just make sure that you have a nice pan for it because it's, you know.
It depends on whether it was raised with hormones. If it was raised on hormones, then it might expand in the pan.
That could be. Now, this one's a favorite of mine. My turkey thawed on my lap. Can I eat it?
Your turkey thawed on your lap?
Thawed.
Oh,
like,
thawed. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Apparently a guy won a turkey at a casino and brought it home on a bus where he thawed out while he was sitting in there. So safest way to thaw your turkey, people, in the refrigerator. Also, you might want to try brining this year. You can let your turkey sit in like a saltwater solution, throw a little garlic, some other seasonings in there. That makes sure that you have a nice, juicy turkey. You can do that about a day or two ahead of time. And a nice story out of Michigan. Senate Coney Island in Northville, Michigan, is extending dinner invitations to individuals who are home alone on Thanksgiving Day. There's a note on the door that says, hey, if you don't have anybody, come and eat with us. The owner came from Greece when he was 23.
Hey.
What?
It says hey on the note.
Hey, come eat with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.